Mason Nealon here today with a very special guest, East Sac County head coach for football, Eric McCullough. Coach McCullough, we appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet, Mason. Hey, we appreciate it. Every week it's kind of fun to talk about football.
So last week, unfortunately, you guys suffering a loss to MVAOCOU. Can you kind of take us through what you had seen from the sidelines and what you guys have taken away from that matchup?
Yeah, you know, Mason, we were talking. I mean, it's just one of those games that we were just kind of outmatched up front, and they definitely had speed to go with it. To start the game off with, you know, we took the ball and we were able to move it a little bit. We ended up punting, had a great coverage, set them up at their 6-yard line. Our defense guys, which is things we've been talking all year about, that you had to trust your teammates. Our outside contain guys bit in hard. The running back was able to bump it and he got outside, went 96 yards, and it just kind of kept building from there, you know. And then they kicked off to us. We had a kid kind of get dinged up, and we were trying to get replacement, which ends up being a freshman kid. And, you know, you do that Friday night, you're like, gosh, we didn't get that kid enough reps, but we were trying to get enough reps, the varsity kid, to have you prepared and ready. And it's just kind of the way it goes when you're dealing with a short roster. That was one thing we knew would be something this season that we'd have to continue to work with and trying to have kids prepared. And we ended up punting again, and they put together another drive and scored. And it kind of went like that most of the first half. We go into halftime down 42-0. We come out after, we kick to them. Our defense did a nice job. You know, we come out, I don't know, refreshed or just reset a little bit. We held them. We put together, they had a nice punt, you know, coverage. But then we put together a 16-play drive, went down and scored. And it was against their varsity defense. So, you know, we had some good things there. It wasn't until the second half. And, of course, after things, it kind of got out of reach a little bit. But I was real proud of the kids to just have that in them to be able to get that on the board. We were able to score again. And, of course, they scored again. So, you know, we ended up losing that game 57-13. So, and West and Julia had both of our rushing TDs. So, but we were able to take a look at film this week, and, you know, and the Rams had played Manson the week before, so it gives us a lot to kind of look at and compare as we kind of get ready this week.
And so looking at kind of your team specifically here, Weston Julin, an underclassman playing quarterback for you guys, how do you feel like he's fared through these first three games before going into district play?
I think Weston has really developed, especially between week one and two. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, every kid wants to play that varsity spot and the quarterback spot, and he was up for the challenge. But sometimes when you get in there, and you just got to get the game slowed down in your head a little bit. And he was really able to do that between that first and second game. The third game this last week, it kind of got ahead of him a little bit. But he made adjustments like he has. He's done a great job of understanding what we want to do. It's just kind of being slow and mature a little bit, that he's got to grow up, and he's doing a good job of that. And this week, you know, we set some goals and talked about them, and he knows what he needs to accomplish this week and things we need to improve on, you know, to make the offense a little more efficient, and be able to have a couple of our other kids back healthy, you know, is going to help that too. And Carson Schmidt, having him back week two was big for us, and he's still, you know, trying to work on that conditioning. When you're injured, you're not able to condition that preseason, and kind of catches up to you. Carson was suffering a little bit from cramps this last Friday, being hot. But he's working through that and doing the things off the field he needs to. So I like where we're headed into here at district play with some of our guys getting healthy now and kind of learning. And pretty soon they're no longer freshmen and sophomores. You know, it's everybody's playing varsity, you're playing varsity.
And you talk about Carson Schmidt. I mean, for him to come back here and kind of the impact he's had for your team here, what does he mean to be able to get back from week two going into now week three and then into district play coming up this week?
We knew that he was going to be that special kind of player. And, I mean, he's had it last year. Maybe didn't get the touches just because of the group of kids that we did have. But he's worked his butt off, you know, worked his tail off all summer, had himself in that. And it's just one of those injuries that happens in camp that you just don't make any sense and you can't really understand or comprehend, but it happened. And maybe try to rush back too quick, had to kind of take another break and not be able to play that week one, I know definitely killed him. And he came back in week two. And week three, had still had a pretty decent game going against the team we did. They're big and fast and kind of threw some struggles at our offensive line a little bit. But our offensive line, you know, is still progressing. Still the little things that we're trying to continue to work on and improve. And we just got to get better. You know, we got to improve our pass game. We can't just keep running because teams are going to load up the box and try and take that away from us. So we need to have a counter. And those are the things we've been working on for a couple weeks here to try and add that to our arsenal of plays. And hopefully we can be productive with it.
And so 1-2 going into this week here, you guys are going to go on the road to face Manson Northwest Webster. You both have played MVAOCOU, so you're having a chance to look at what you guys did compared to what they did. What do you feel like Manson does on the offensive end that you guys are going to have to key in on?
Manson's really kind of changed things from last year. I mean, they won our district last year, but they graduated a lot of seniors, a lot of really good seniors. This year, they're still, you know, have some athletes and stuff. But they've changed things up, and then that's where we've really had to focus more on the defensive side, I guess, than more the offensive side. They're not so much traditional wing T. They're kind of looking at what we've seen every week progress more into more of a wildcat-type package where they want to unbalance and overload things and, you know, try and get you to do that, and they're going to counter back after you. So there's some formation things we've really had to work at this week to get our kids prepared and ready. And making sure they're in the right, correct alignment.
And then defensively for them as well, I mean, you look at you guys on offense, you're going to have a couple weapons as well as a film to see kind of what they're going to do. What do you feel like on defense they're going to bring to the table?
Defensively, what we've seen, you know, some of the film we've seen, it seems to change every week. It's not always been the same, and the same with our film has been on and off a little bit too with the subtle stuff, but they bounce between like a 4-4 and a 3-4, two high look. So we just got to have our kids ready for those type of schemes and making sure we understand who we got to get the blocking assignments or the areas we want to try to attack in the pass game.
For you guys as well, I mean, you look at both you and Madison starting at 1-2. You kind of look at that district as well. Emmitsburg sitting at 2-1. Everyone else following under that. What do you feel like the district is looking like going into district play against Madison on Friday?
Oh, I really think it could be pretty competitive all the way through, you know. But for us, we got to get this week one, and then, you know, then we'll worry about this next week two and the district stuff. But when you kind of look at it, I think everybody could be fighting for those next second, third, and fourth spot in the district. I haven't even really looked at Emmitsburg to see what they're looking like, but they seem to be just at that position where they're able to kind of reload with athletes and keep doing what they're doing. But South Central is going to have a strong team. You know, I think they're sitting in the same spot we are with numbers. And even though they played Ike and Manning, so did we. Ike and Manning's got a really good team. And that's one of our losses and, you know, one of their losses. So there's some things that are definitely comparable. And once we get to that week, it gives us a chance to take a look at those and maybe have us a little bit more prepared.
For you guys as well, from the sidelines as well as practice, what do you feel like you have seen that the boys have made the most improvement on from the preseason till now going into week four?
You know, Mason, I think our kids are just starting to feel a little more comfortable with each other in the certain positions because just dealing with early injuries, you know, getting a week into camp and all of a sudden we had to kind of move some kids around and then they were relearning what we had just kind of taught everybody else. So we're starting to get more comfortable, I think, in those positions, and now we just need to continue to trust each other being in the other positions. If you're playing a different position, it's going to better the team and understand your role and kind of what is expected of you in that position on offense or defense or special teams and doing that role to the best of your ability. And we have to continue to trust each other. But we're making progress there. We just need to continue to get better and really kind of worry about the small detail things so they don't start kind of stacking up against us.
On the flip side there, what do you feel like for you guys as a program is the next step to be able to start becoming successful in the district play coming up?
We just need to get more consistent, especially on offense. You know, we have to be able to move the ball, not have penalties that set us back on down and distance type situations. Defensively, we have to continue to tackle lower, not giving up missed tackles, not giving up extra yards, and you know, in the D-back, still some young kids in those positions, and understand we can't get beat deep, keep that ball in front of you, and live for the next down. So those are things that we just, as the next couple of weeks go, we're going to put a heavy, you know, heavy emphasis on making sure we take care of those items.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us here today, and we appreciate talking to you every week.
You bet, Mason. Thank you.